Hey, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
It's a great honor to be here with you this weekend.
这是很大的荣幸，这个周末可以跟大家在一起。
Friday morning when I left New York, still in the low 30s.
我星期五离开纽约的时候，那个温度只有三十几度。
I'm so glad here to be so warm here down over here.
那回来南佛州这么温暖，真的是很舒服。
Now I know why they call snowbird, right?
现在他终于学会一个新词，叫这个候鸟。我问他什么是候鸟，他都不知道。
So unfortunately, this evening I'm going to fly back to the cold winter.
但是不幸的是，我今天下午就要飞走了，飞到寒冷的纽约。
So I'm glad this morning we can together, young and old, we all worship together.
所以今天呢，我们不管老少，我们全家一起敬拜。
Thank you, especially welcome those from English side, young and old. We welcome you.
尤其是讲英文的，还有这些我们这些讲英文的年轻人，很欢迎你们。
This morning my title is Connecting Generations, Reviving This Land.
所以今天我的主题是连接时代，复兴这地。
We're going to read from Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19.
所以呢，我们从创世纪的十八章十七到十九节，创世纪，请大家如果有圣经翻开。
And I already prepared some scripture readers for me.
我已经把这个经文打出来。
So let's welcome Faith and who else that come up here to read for us.
我们已经请这个小朋友 Faith 和那个。
And another one going to read Chinese for me, right?
然后这边有读中文的。
Okay.All right, let's going to let them to read English first for us.
我们让这个小朋友先来读英文。那个打开，他们可以打开。他们先来，小朋友读英文。
The Lord shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become.A great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him.
Thank you. 谢谢 Amber 跟这个
Amber and Faith
和 Faith
的。And now we have can someone read Chinese for us?
你们 adults 和你们 children。
雨林是吧？是雨慧，雨慧会可以上来吗？
雨慧可以上来吗？可以，她读中文，我这边有。
好 ，OK，
没关系，
没关系，那你来帮我们读好了。
OK， 创世纪十八章十七到十九节，耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。”
我们再次低头。Let's pray again.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
On this beautiful Sunday morning, we can gather together with all generations to worship you together.
我们在这个美好的早晨，我们从各个世代聚在一起，都来敬拜你。
May you speak to us together.
求你就向我们众人来讲话。
That we all receive your message together.
我们就一起接受你的信息。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
When you think about Switzerland, what comes to your mind?
当你想到瑞士，那你觉得是首先想起来的是什么
？Watch. Oh, you have one.
有人说那个瑞士手表。
Okay. What else?
还有什么呢？啊
？New Church is bank. Okay. What else? 中立的还有银行。Okay.
中立银行 bank.
very good.
瑞士军刀。
Swiss knife.What else?
还有什么
？Bank, yes, we have already.
刚才已经说了银行系统、金融系统。
Mountains,
还有他们的那个瑞士的滑雪雪山。
One thing about,
还有瑞士还有什么？
哈 ？Okay, all right. How about chocolate?
他们的巧克力也很出名，对不对？这个 Linda
okay,
都可以买到。
And then the watch, do you have one?
还有他们的，大家有没有这个瑞士的手表
？Bank,
还有他们的银行。
And one One thing is very interesting. Do you know only the Swiss soldier who guard Pope?
你知道吗？这边哦、oh, ，They are with Pope. 他们就是 Pope. 他们就是教皇，他们有这个瑞士的。
If you go to Vatican, you see that only there's a Swiss, there's a soldier are from Switzerland.
你知道去梵蒂冈的话，你会看到他们的守卫是从瑞士来的。
Yeah, but today I want to mention about Swiss knife.
但今天我们为什么我们会提到瑞士军刀？因为他们是有士兵。
Oh, no, 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 different. This is different, different product.
Okay.
Who has Swiss knife?
谁有这个瑞士的这个刀？
Oh, okay.
大家很多人有。
Yeah, I have one for many, many years, but still like new.
我有一把这样的刀，用了很多年了，但是还像新的一样。
But do you know which company make this knife?
大家知道造这个刀的这个公司是哪一家吗？
啊？ No. No, Swiss knife.
这边说是不是也是中国制造？你要知道这是瑞士军刀，是外包给中国了。
Is this company called Victorinox?
它叫这个，就是这个中这个叫什么？
公司的名字叫 Victorinox。
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a family business.
叫 Victorinox， 它这个是家族企业。
So this current CEO is already the fourth generation CEO.
现在的这位总裁他已经是第四代的这个家族总裁。
So before he became the CEO, he learned alongside with his father many years, then he took over.
然后呢，在他做总裁之前，他一直做爸爸的副手，一直跟爸爸这样子来学习。现在他开始做总管，就是总裁。
So once people interviewed him about his company, he said, "We as a family, we do not think in quarters. We think in." Generations.
他说他被就是采访他的时候他就说我们作为家族不是按照季度去考虑问题想的是世代传承
So since 1884 this company is still strong as it in the beginning
然后这个公司是1884年成立到现在这个公司还是很强大很有力
So if a secular company has idea about generations how about our God
所以呢如果一个这个世上的公司它都有这个世代传承那我们的神是怎么想的呢
The Bible verse we just read this morning, when God called Abraham, He doesn't just call Abraham that generation.
然后当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，神不是只是呼召亚伯拉罕跟他自己本身那个世代。
He called about to ask Abraham. He commanded Abraham to teach his children and children to come to follow the Lord.
因为神呼召他说你要叫他的命令，他的子孙和后代的子孙都能够遵行耶和华的道。
So God is God of Abraham, but also God of Isaac and Jacob.
神不仅是亚伯拉罕的神，也是雅各的神，也是以撒的神，雅各的神。
So we need to know in God's heart, every generation matters.
所以在神的心目中，神的心里边，每一代都很重要。
Because you look closely, is this promise God made to God cannot be fulfilled in Abraham's time?
因为呢，神对亚伯拉罕的这个应许，其实在亚伯拉罕他本身所处的那个年代，并没有说成就。
It's through his descendants that all this promise to Abraham could be fulfilled.
因为呢，神是在亚伯拉罕后来的世代中，神对亚伯拉罕的一些应许成就了。
So when you read the, through the Bible, this gen, the idea of generation comes to our mind.
所以呢，在你读圣经，这个世代的这个词会不断的出现。
Earlier we already learned three Hebrew words.
今天早晨主日学的时候，我们已经学了三个希伯来词，对不对
？You still remember that?
大家还记得吗？那就说的嘛 ，Amir， 还有那个说，
Very
还有那个拯救。
Okay, I'm gonna add one more Hebrew word.
我现在再加一个希伯来词。
Toledov.
Oh, Toledov.
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 As generation.
这个意思就是世代的意思。
So you look at. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4
so,
there these are the toledot of the heaven and the earth when they were created
所以说创造天地的 toledot
yeah so then you continue to see this is a book of the toledot of Adam
他说亚当的 toledot
and then the Noah's toledot
他就在第六章第九节说挪亚的Toledov, 四代记在下边。
Of the Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
在第十章第一节说，挪亚的儿子闪、含、雅夫的 Toledov.
And keep on going, keep on. You see, all this repeat in the Bible.
所以你看 Toledov 这个世代这个词在圣经中不断的出现。
Very often when we encounter those genealogies, we just skip, right?
所以当我们读到这个家谱的时候，大家都跳过去了。
Because hard to pronounce those names.
因为那么多的名字。
And they just keep on reading the names.
然后你就一直读好多好多名字。
But why the Bible put those names there?
圣经上为什么要把这些名字都记载下来呢
？And then when you turn to the New Testament.
当你到新约的时候。
First page, what comes to your mind?
那第一节第一页，那你什么到你的上面呢？你记得？大家说什么
？Genealogy, right?
就是家谱，马新约的第一页就是家谱。
Then you're going to skip it right away.
然后你就开始跳过去了，对不对？就是一看家谱，哦，就跳过去。
But why God put those names over there?
神为什么把这些名字都放在这里呢
？And give you a quiz. You know there are two genealogy in the four gospels.
你知道在有多少个家谱在这个四福音书中？
Matthew is one. What's the other one?
一个是马太福音，还有一个是哪一个？
Look,
还有路加福音，对，很好。
Okay, then what are the difference between this genealogy in Matthew's and Luke's?
在路加跟马太福音中的这两个家谱有什么不同呢？
What are the difference?
他们的不同在什么？ Do ask him.
Yeah. The order is different.
他说这个顺序不同。
What? Okay, one for Joseph, one for Mary. Very good.
Okay, wow. 这个我说这是牧师，当然就没有一个是约瑟的家谱，一个是那个
okay,
一个是那个另外是什么
what else? What else?
玛利亚的家谱。
What else?
还有什么？
Okay.
我们看到、
You know, in Matthew's genealogy, only traced back to Abraham.
所以在马太福音的家谱，他最后回到的就是那个亚伯拉罕。
But you know, in Luke's genealogy trace all the way back to whom?
但是到路加
Adam, and then say Adam,
他的家谱最后到谁？到亚当，一直到亚当加上谁？
Wow, can you imagine a genealogy can trace all the way back to God?
你能够想象这样的一个家谱竟然一直追溯到神吗？
Do you have your family genealogy?
谁还有家谱？
How many generations?
那你有多少代了呢？
You have look it up. Okay.
没有看。
Anyone else? You
那个、
know how many generations of your genealogy?
你们知道要有这个家谱，一般有多少代这样？有没有这个家谱
？Do you have the one who you have? Raise your hand. Do you have the?
谁有家谱，请你举手。哦，那边有。
Wow, very few, very few.
有四五位。
I have one.
我有一个家谱。
I am the seventh generation from China to Taiwan.
那我们家是从。中国到台湾的我是第七代
But before
我们是第七代
in China we don't know but I'm the seventh generation in Taiwan
但是那个在中国之前的这个家谱就没了但是到了台湾之后的七代我们是有家谱
So we call this a 本省人 so I'm Taiwanese
所以我就称为这个本省人
Okay but do you know in Luke's genealogy from Jesus to God how many generations
你知道从路加福音里边从耶稣到神一共有多少代吗他记录了多少代
Want to guess?
大家猜一下。
啊 ？25 more than that?
比那个多。他说二十八。
77。
是七十七代。
So can you imagine it's one generation missed? Then Jesus probably won't be able to.
那你就是说，如果有一代这个没有了，那耶稣可能就不会出生。
So look at that. Why? So next time when we read through those genealogies.Keep in mind that God put a purpose there.
所以，当你下次读到家谱的时候，你要想到神把他的名字放在那儿都是有目的的。
If think about your ancestor's name is there, probably you're going to read very very carefully, right?
如果你的祖先的名字在上面，你肯定就会读得很仔细了。
And when God asked Moses to tell Pharaoh, "So let my people go."
所以，当神告诉让摩西去对法老说，让我的百姓容我的百姓去。
Pharaoh said, "No."
然后法老说不。
But later on, the Pharaoh bargained with Moses.
然后接着呢，那个法老就跟摩西在讨价还价。
How about just you parents go?
他说刚开始说，要不然就你们大人去，成人去，但孩子不能。
Well, that's a big difference already, right?
那已经是很大的一个不同了，跟原来。
Did Moses take the offer?
但是摩西是不是就觉得，哎，这个他给的很好啊，这个
讲价。Okay, we just parents go.
那就装让父母走就好了，孩子。
Would you take the offer?
你会不会这样？如果给你这样的一个讨价还价，给你这样的
，Just parents go to worship God?
就父母就去敬拜神就好了。
Thank God that Moses didn't take the offer.
但是感谢神，摩西就没有就拒绝了。
He knew God's heart, so he said, "We will go with our young and our old. We will go with our sons and daughters, and with all our flocks herd. And for we must hold the feast to the Lord."
摩西说，我们要和我们的老的、少的、儿子、女儿同去，且把羊群、牛群一同带去，因为我们务要向耶和华守节。
So God doesn't only want you, we all the people to go. God wants our children to go to worship God also.
神不单是要我们成人这样的去敬拜神，而且要我们的孩子们一起敬拜神。
Once on a rainy Sunday, I preached at the church in Brooklyn.
然后有一次在布鲁克林有一个下雨的早晨，我在那里讲道。
And I saw the pastor greet the church member coming to the church.
然后当大家来的时候，会员会众来的时候呢，牧师就站在门前，就是去问候他们。
And I heard the pastor, "Oh, sister, welcome. It's good to see you this morning."
他说：“姐妹，很高兴今天早晨见到你。
”Oh, where are your kids?
他说：“那你的孩子呢？
”Oh, sorry, pastor, because today it rained very hard.
那个姐妹说：“哎呀，牧师，对这个今天早上雨太大了。
”So.
Because
rain too hard, so only I come.
所以因为雨太大了，所以只有我自己来了。
Yesterday, today I'll talk about it. Your children say next week you're going to have a test exam. Would you can they skip the church Sunday?
昨天晚上我有问大家，就是有多少，就是说你的孩子说我有个很重要的考试，那我今天就不去教会可以吗？那
So may God help us to see God want us.Young and old, all go together.
所以愿我们看到神要的是我们老的、少的、儿子、女儿同去敬拜神。
So God's heart is for generations.
所以神的心意是整个世代。
Satan knows God's word very well.
撒旦对神的话是非常的精通、非常了解的。
I always say if Satan want to take Bible as SAT, he will get a full score.
如果说那个。如果我们那个圣经有一个 SAT 的考试的话，那撒旦肯定是得满分的。
But he know God's word is not intended to follow; he is intended to twist.
他这样子了解、知道神的话，他不是为了跟随神的话，而是他要扭曲神的话。
So Satan used me generation, the rise of me generation.
所以撒旦就用这个我世代的崛起。
So use me generation to cut off God's plan.
所以呢，他就要把用这个我的世代来斩断这个神的这个心意，就要在里边做破坏的工作。
In 1976, the New York Magazine had this proclamation.
所以呢，在1976年，你看到这个纽约这个杂志就有这样的一个宣言。
We are now in a mid-decade, seeing the upward roll of the third great religious wave in American history, and this one has the mightiest, holiest.Of all, the beat that goes me, me, me.
他说：“我们现在正处于我年代中，看到了吗？美国历史上第三次伟大的宗教浪潮的上升趋势，而随着这一浪潮最强大、最神圣的浪潮，它的节拍就是我、我、我。”
Then 2013, we see the me generation.
然后在2013年，我们就看原来是要起来了，现在已经进入了这个我年代。
Then maybe 2025 is the me generation.
然后现在就可能就更快了，原来可能是一排一排，现在变成这样子我简就是这样一个时代。
So, that's a book called the title called Generation Me.
所以呢，他们这本书就称为我世代这样一本书。
It's written by a professor in San Diego. She's not a Christian.
这位书的作者不是基督徒，他是一个一个圣地亚哥大学的一个教授。
And look at the subtitle.
你看他的这个副标题是什么
？Why today's young Americans are more confident, assertive, entitled, and more miserable than ever before.
他的主要的名字叫《我世代》，然后下边的这个副标题是：为什么今天美国的年轻人比以前更有自信、独断特权，却比以前更加悲惨
？She said that this generation has never known a word.A world that put duty before self.
说这一时代的人从来没有认真过，把一个没有认识过一个把职责优先于自己的世界。
I'm not just picking on young generation. It's all started from an older generation.
我不是说在挑年轻人，其实这个是从我们这一代年老的这一代时代就开始了。
This is the spirit of the current world.
这就是现在这个世界的这个灵，这个精神。
Just all think about me.
所以每件事情都是我。
So if you ask people that say, what is the purpose of your life, what would be the answer?
所以你要问人你的这个人生的这个目标这个意义在于什么
What do you think?
你觉得他们会怎么回答呢他们会怎 让我、yeah. 让我幸福，让我开心。
Exactly. Wow, you read this book already.
你已经说。
Be happy.
就是说，最重要的是你感觉快乐。
Few years ago, when I was reading this book.
几年以前我读这本书的时候。
This happened one evening. One of my youth for came to my house.
然后就有一天晚上，我带领的这个年轻人呢，就是那个青少年到我家里来。
Oh, so I said, hey.Johnny, let me ask you a question.
说 Johnny, 我问你个问题。
What's the purpose of your life?
那你那个生活的那个目的，这个目标是什么？你的意义是
什么？Without hesitation, he said, "Be happy."
然后想都不用想，的脱口而出，就是要开心快乐。
Whoa, I said, "Wow, this book is so accurate."
我说这本书写的真是准确呀。
But interesting, look at her study.
然后你看她的这个研究发现的。
She said that if all our effort is to be happy.Then she will be happier now.
他说：“如果我们的目标就是要开心快乐，我们现在不应该很快乐了吗
？”Because everything you try to do is let yourself be happy.
因为你做的每件事情都是要让自己开心快乐。
But her study showed the growing tendency to put the self first lead to unparalleled freedom, but it also create enormous pressure to stand alone.
因为他说，他的研究发现，就是说自我优先日益增长的趋势导致无与伦比的自由，但它也造成巨大的压力去独自承受。
Because you want to be yourself, then
因为你要成为自己
you also need to bear the burden yourself.
因为你要做自己嘛，那你面对压力时候也要自己承受。
So this is the downside of the focus on the self.
所以呢，这个就是关注极端关注自我的这样的一个缺点，一个短，一个危险。
Our disappointment would be bigger because only you.
因为呢，你自己变得越来越大。
And that's why we see this current generation has more problems.
所以我们就看到我们现在的年轻人的问题就越来越多。
Because they've been deceived, they say you just need to focus on yourself.
因为你被年轻人也被骗了，就说你的目标就是关注我自己。
This recently, you must heard a book called The Anxious Generation.
大家有没有听到一本新书的书，就是《焦虑的时代》
？That really vividly describe how our young generation facing.
就是他描述了我们现在的这个年轻人他们所面临的问题。
So is the Bible already warned us?
所以呢，圣经有没有警告过我们呢
？In the Second Timothy, there Paul already warned that in the last day of this time they will come, or difficulty. The first one is the lover of
所以呢，在提摩太后书三章一到四节，神已经很清楚地说，末世必有艰难的日子来到。第一点就提到，那时人会专爱自己。
And opposite, if we want to follow Jesus, what should we do?
如果你要是跟随耶稣，那我们要做什么呢？就是舍己，对不对？
You see, opposite is to deny ourselves.
跟刚才说那个专爱自己完全的相反，就是我们要就当舍己。马太福音十六章二十四节讲到。
So Satan always twists God's word.
所以呢，撒旦总是在扭曲神的话语。
God said we need to deny ourselves. The world tells us need to love yourself.
神告诉我们说你要舍己，但是这个世界告诉我们说你要爱自己。
So God's heart is for generations, and Satan used me generation to stop.
所以神的心意是要各个整个一个世代，各个世代。但是呢，撒旦就是说我世代。
So how can we reconnect the generation?
所以我们如何来重新连接世代呢
？You know, in a computer world, we all like to have a very, very powerful computer.
所以在我们的电脑时代呢，你只要有一个马力很强的、功能很强的电脑。
So.We started at a personal computer.
所以我们先有个人电脑。
You want to be more powerful, you got a mini computer.
然后再一个呢，就有那个小型的这个 laptop, 就是那个
mini 电脑。
mini 电脑。
Then you're going to come to a mainframe.
然后你就有很多朋友。
Oh, my mainframe 就是那种大型的电脑啊。
哦，就是大型电脑。
Then you're going to have a super computer.
然后你有那个超级电脑。
Then you now you're going to the AI computer.
现在到了这个人工智能电脑
，But it's very, very expensive, right?
但是这个是不是很贵？那些电脑都很贵，超级电脑。
I know many, many churches when they think about next generation, what comes to your mind to find a super youth pastor for us?
所以当你知道很多教会，当他们讲到下一代的时候，他们首先想到的就是说，找一个超级的青少年牧师。
You know that there's a long waiting list. Many people, many pastors know I'm in the English side. I'm in the ministry now. Say, oh, Pastor Lenny, if you know some good youth pastor, let me know.
所以呢，大家都知道我作为英文牧师，那我也是牧养青少年很多年。所以很多人就有说，哦，牧师，如果你知道什么好的青少年牧师，推荐给我们呢
？Let me tell you, the waiting list is very, very long.
我告诉你，这个上面好多有，或者有人要是叫你去，就是有很多在等。
But there are many people asking, but not many people can find.
就是说，很多人在问，就是我们要找好的青少年牧师，但是好像又没有。
And if you find one, probably you cannot afford it.
即使你发现一个，可能你也付不起。
Because the supercomputer costs a lot.
因为呢，这个超级电脑很贵的。
But that's another way.
那是另外一个方式。
That's called cluster computing.
叫做另外一种方式，叫做这种计算机集群。
Everybody still a personal computer.
每个人都是一个个人电脑。
But you connect with software with one function, one purpose, that power could be greater than the supercomputer.
他的意思，刚才他讲的可能是一个比喻这样的，所以我刚才没翻出来。他的意思就是说，你很多的个人的电脑连在一起，但是你们有同一个目标、同一个心意，那你产生的这个效率就相当于一个超级电脑。
That's why Jesus said the unity is so important for church.
所以耶稣讲到合一对教会是有多么重要。
But the unity also including generations.
但是这个合一也包括世代。
So how can we reconnect?
所以我们如何重新连接呢？
First, we need to reconnect with God's word.
所以我们要重新连接于神的话语。
Look at the text here that says, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord."
所以呢，神在创世纪说，我拣选他，为要叫他命令他的子孙和后代家属遵行耶和华的道。
I know, especially we Chinese Oriental parents, which need to follow my way.
所以我们中国人有时候会对孩子说，你要听我的话。
If I want you to be a doctor, you have to be a doctor.
我想你将来做医生，所以你要去做医生。
Otherwise, you can be an attorney, a lawyer.
或者你去做律师。
Or the next, you can be an engineer.
或者再不行吧，你去做工程师。
The worst, go to be a pastor.
最糟糕，不行吧，你就去只有去做牧师了。
Is that our way?
那是不是人的这个做法呢？
But here, God asked Abraham to keep the way of the Lord.
但是神在这里就是吩咐亚伯拉罕要让你的子孙和后代要遵行耶和华的道。
Now there comes the problem.
那现在有个问题来了。
Because we don't know the word of God.
因为我们都不知道神的话是什么。
A few years ago, this is my president of the seminary.
这是我读美南金星会的校长。
He wrote this article very interesting. He said that we have a scandal of biblical illiteracy in our country.
所以他几年前写了一篇文章，就是说我们有个很大的问题，就是圣经文盲。
He said, "In America, we feel the Bible, but we don't read it, so we don't know the Bible."
所以他说，在美国呢，很多基督徒敬畏圣经，但是却不去读圣经，对圣经敬而远之。
And okay, I'm going to give you some quiz now.
我现在给大家一个小测验。
Okay, be ready.
准备好啊。
Start from the simple one.
从那个简单的开始，慢慢加难度。
If you know, don't shout out. Raise a hand, okay?
啊，就举手。
I will let the age under 18 to answer first, right?
就这个十八岁以下的先回答。
Yeah, okay. Are you ready?
准备好了没，年轻人？
Okay.
小朋友们。
What are the four gospels?
那个四福音书中间的书名叫什么？小朋友回答。小朋友 under 18 first. 就是十八岁以下的小朋友。
Four gospel. What are the four gospels?
那个四福音书中那个 Sherry 在那边有个小朋友。
Okay. Yeah.
啊，你 just say.
Okay. Can you?
他说他已经说了 Matthew 马太马可路加约翰。所以给那个加斯。
You already about 50%.
你知道吗？他已经在这个前百分之五十了。
Okay, next.
再下一个问题。
Who preached the Sermon of the Mount?
谁有登山宝训
？Who preached that?
谁有讲到登山宝训 ？What's under 18?
Yeah, yeah, still.
仍然是在那个十八岁以下。
You know what's the Sermon on the Mount? Okay, yeah.
他有人就说那个 sermon。
Jesus,
耶稣讲了登山宝训。给他，这个是那个 Hugo 讲的。啊，所以那个好的了，起码你有好去训练这些小孩子。
Oh, good job, okay. Do you know when they do this survey, many people answer Sermon of Mount? Maybe it's preached by Billy Graham.
有些人你知道在那儿坐的，有人说登山宝训，这可能是葛培里讲的。有些他们调查里。
Maybe nowadays they don't know Billy Graham. Maybe they.
他们现在连那个葛培里是谁也不知道。
I don't know who is your favorite pastor. Maybe you say that the name.
他们可能会说这个出名的牧师。
Okay, the next one.
下一个。
What are the Sodom and Gomorrah?Sodom and Gomorrah, 索多玛俄摩拉。
谁知道这个索多玛俄摩拉是什么？这个年轻人，昨天。
Okay. Yeah. Just shut it out. It's okay.
What happened to them?
Oh. Two cities, right?
他说是两个在创世纪里面的城市。Yeah. 所以伯天。
Very impressed. This is the best church I see. The test.
这是我看到这个教会里是我们这个答案这个测试最好的。
But do you know when they do this survey, many high schoolers in America when they heard about Sodom and Gomorrah, oh, sounds like a couple.
他说在美国当时做这个调查的时候呢，很多美国的高中生说索多玛和摩拉，这好像是一对夫妻的名字。
So how do we solve this problem?
所以我们如何来解决这个问题呢？
More Sunday school?
是不是有更多的主日学呢？
This few days we talk about biblical worldview.
这两天呢，昨天下午我们有谈到圣经世界观。
I hope when after we learn the biblical worldview, when you're facing any questions, first to seek from the Bible to find the answer.
所以当你面对任何问题，首先回到圣经去找答案。
If Bible didn't say it, then maybe I can learn it from other place.
如果那个圣经上没有写，可能我从别的地方
学。But very clearly, Bible said who should teach the word of God to their children.
圣经上说得很清楚，谁要教导我们孩子的这个神的话语呢？讲得很清楚。
Parents, right?
父母。
Especially, who is that you?
昨天我们学了，谁是那个你呢？
Who are you? You.
为什么是你？
thank you.
就是爸爸。
Father, yesterday.
就是爸爸们。
Yesterday we tested. You see, when Bible in Deuteronomy talk about you should love your Lord, your God, you should teach them that you is referred to Father first.
所以在就是说，生命记昨天我们学到说，你要尽心尽力爱主你的神，这个你就是指爸爸。
So children must see their Christian parent as a teacher and fellow student of God's word.
所以呢。孩子们必须把他们的基督徒父母视为上神的话语的老师和同学。
We will not believe more than we know, and we will not live higher than our belief.
我们不会相信比我们知道的更多，我们也无法活出高于我们信念的都生活。
This generation must get deadly serious about the problem of biblical illiteracy, or a frighteningly large number of Americans, including Christians.We will go on thinking that Sodom and Gomorrah live happily ever after.
我们这一代人必须对圣经的这个文盲的问题非常的认真，否则就是令人恐惧的大量美国人，包括基督徒，将继续认为索多玛和俄摩拉同时过上了幸福快乐的生活。
And now we are living in this type of time.
现在其实我们就坐在这样的一个问题里边，处在这样的问题中。
So we need to reconnect with the Word of God.
所以我们首先需要重新连接于神的话语之上。
And the Jewish people they are called the people of the book.
所以犹太人他们被称为就是圣经的百姓。
And as Christian, we should also be called the people of the book.
在作为基督徒，我们应该成为就是神的话语的百姓。
And so let's teach them what God when they are young.
当他们小的时候，我们就要教导他们神的话语。
So Jewish parents would teach their kids when they are 3 years old, teach them Hebrew.
所以犹太人他们三岁开始就要教导儿童这个希伯来语。
Because they wanted their kids to read Hebrews Bible when they are 6 years old.
所以他们希望他们为什么要教希伯来语？让他们的孩子在六岁的时候就可以读希伯来语的圣经。
And yes, I talk about. Do you know what's the first book they teach their children?
你知道昨天我有问大家，你知道他们首先教导孩子，他们先从哪本书开始教吗
？Which book?
哪一本书？大家猜一下。
Leviticus.
就是利未记。
啊。 Why started with from Leviticus?
为什么要从利未记开始呢
？That's usually we die in the wilderness because of Leviticus.
一般就是当我们就死在旷野，一般就是死在利未记里了。
Because
读圣经的时候
you get lost when you read Leviticus.
因为当你读利未记的时候，好像就简直就找不到路了，迷路了。
But Leviticus, the key idea is that they need to be holy, just that their heavenly Father is holy.
因为利未记的主体就是你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So from young, the parents need to tell them, you are different, you belong to God.
所以从很小的时候，父母就告诉他，你是不同的，你是属于神的。
So first is reconnect with the Word of God.
所以首先是我们重新连接于神的话语。
Second, we need to reconnect our stories.
第二个点，我们要重新连接我们的故事。
Psalm 71:18 said, "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come."
神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
I'm so glad we see many grandparents here.
我很高兴能看到这么多的祖父母也在这里。
You still very important to our younger generation.
对祖父母、对孙辈，他们的影响是很重要的。
We need to tell your story.To the next generation.
所以你要把你的故事讲给这个下一代孙辈听。
You know, next time when you read the Bible, pay attention. The God always repeat the history.
你知道读圣经的时候，你注意一下，神总是在重复这个历史。
Especially every feast, every holidays, God is setting the setting is for parents to tell the history to their children.
所以你注意到，就是说他们的很多的节日，就是父母要把这个他们的历史。宣扬给他们下一代的这个时机。
So, look at it for the Passover, and when it in time to come, your son asks you.
所以神就在出埃及讲的说，日后你的儿子问你说，这是什么意思
？You should say to him.
你就对他对孩子说。
You see that?
你看到了吗？就是说你的儿子问你说，
Holiday、
你就说。
Holiday is just not for you. It's not just for you to have barbecue.
所以这个假期不是就是吃烧烤。
It's for parents to teach the.Tell the story to the next generation.
所以就是父母告诉下一代这个故事，他们的历史。
And especially your, especially father, right?
尤其是爸爸给孩子讲这个历史，讲这个过去。
So parents and grandparents.
所以呢，父母们跟祖父母们。
Next time, don't in the Chinese New Year time, don't give up the red envelope too fast.
所以下一次的再过新年给孩子发红包的时候，不要太快就给。
Tell your story first.
首先讲你过去的故事。
Then give the red envelope.
然后再给他们发红包。
For your birthday.
给孩子过生日的时候。
Don't just eat.
不是光吃。
Share your story.
然后跟他们分享就是
你的故事。How you came to this country.
你如何来到这个国家的。
How you believe in Jesus.
你是如何信主的。
How you, through God's help, throughout all this year, now we have a family.
神是如何帮助你这么些年？现在我们有这个家庭的。
This is very important to our children to know.
这对我们的孩子的知道这些是很重要的。
You know, even the study show if a kid know their family's history, that would have better face the challenge.
所以也有这个，就是研究的，就是这个数据调查表示说，如果孩子越了解他的家族，他越能面对挑战。
That's why Bible always tell the Exodus story to Israel.
所以呢，就是。这个圣经里边这个 Esther story
Exodus
他们就讲那个出埃及记的故事的就要不断的就是要告诉下一代他们要一代一代的传讲下去
because that's their identity
因为那是他们的身份认同
that's their story
那是他们的故事
so if our children know our heritage our identity they can face the challenge of the world
所以当我们的孩子他们知道自己的成团知道自己从哪里来知道他们的身份他们就能面对这个挑战
so when I heard about this I practice、right?
所以我们把这个放到实践中
so hope today is a lot of practical things don't just hear that you can go back to practice
所以你不光光是听了你可以回去去练习去
so in 2007 I host a reunion for my own family
所以在2007年的时候我自己主办了一个就是家庭这样子
I have two older sisters one older brother I have them all come to New York
我有我一个哥哥两个姐姐我就邀请他们都到纽约来
yeah this is my reunion
这是我们家的这个家庭
and during the reunion I asked my dad say, hey can you tell your story to our children
所以在这次我就给爸爸说，哎，爸爸，你把你的故事讲给这些孙辈听。
And I translate in English to my children and my brother's kids.
然后我就是把我爸爸中文的翻给孩子，用英文翻给他们。
As my father tell his story, I said, "Wow, Dad, I never know you have such interesting stories."
爸爸讲说，爸爸，我都没有听说过你这些故事。
When we were young, he just always scolded us.
当我们小的时候，年轻时候，你总是责备我们，吵我们。
So tell your story to the next generation.
所以把你的故事讲给下一代。
And you know, I have four daughters.
你怎么知道我有四个女儿？
So if I'm originally from Taiwan, if we want to fly back to Taiwan, six tickets, oh, that's cost a lot.
所以呢，如果我们要回台湾，你知道要买六张机票，很贵的。
So I said instead of six, I said two tickets. I let my parents come to.
所以我说我买六张机票，不如买两张机票，让我父母过来。
So every year they come to New York, stay with us for summer.
所以呢，他们每年的暑假，我的父母就飞过来，在纽约跟我们在一起。
And you know, summertime, a lot of our parents we think about summer camp, right?
我们父母一想到夏天，就想到夏令营。
Next time I have three older ones. If three of them go to summer camp, they also cost a lot.
其实三个孩子呢，你都去参加夏令营，其实那个花钱也挺多的。
You know, I am very.Stingy or frugal.
你可以说我小气，或者说我节俭。
So I asked my dad.
所以我就问我爸爸。
Because my father was an elementary school teacher.
因为我爸爸是小学老师。
So that since I already paid for the ticket, you come. Can you run our summer camp?
然后我就给爸爸说，爸爸，是你已经来了，那你能不能就干脆你就办个夏令营吧
？My father said, okay.
爸爸说好啊。
So this is our summer. Oh, this is our summer camp.
所以这是我爸爸给我们孩子办的这个夏令营。
Wow, my father teach them calligraphy.
然后爸爸教他们书法。
And teach them how to draw, how to play Chinese chess.
然后就是，
象棋。
哦，帮他们做这个中国象棋。
And they teach my kid Chinese.
然后也教我孩子中文。
My kid teach my father English.
然后我的孩子教这个爷爷中文的英文。
You know, every day I came back from work, I look at the picture. It's really a pride.The money cannot buy.
然后呢，当我每天回到我心里面的这种骄傲，看到这是钱买不来的。
Because I see in the church, oftentimes with this no connection from grandparents to the grandkids.
因为在教会里，我经常看到这个祖父母跟这个孙辈之间没有什么连接的。
So later on, when my parents are older, they cannot come. So in because our turn to fly back.
然后呢，当我父母年长的时候，他们就不能再飞，所以就变成我们就是要该我们飞回去了。
So when my kids go back, they would like to spend time with my father.
所以当孩子们回到台湾，他们就很喜欢花时间跟我的这个祖父，跟他们的祖父母一起花时间在一起。
So let's tell the story, spend the time, reconnect.
所以他们就讲他们的故事，然后他们花时间在一起，这是一个祖辈之间世代的连结。
And that's why next we need to reconnect the.Generation.
再一个就是要连接，就是建立一个跨代的社群。
Do you know? You look at the Bible in good old days. That when you look at the movie, everybody worship together.
如果你去看过去的那个电影啊，那个时候是大家是一起敬拜的。
So this to separate is really a recent development.
所以这个青少年、儿童跟大人分开，这也其实是近代才有的。
And again, from the biblical, we go back to read the Bible.
所以从过去的这个历史中，你看就是怎么样读圣经的。
Did you see when Moses want to talk about Ten Commandments? Oh, kid, that's too frightened. Go to go other place.
你有没有看在神在那西乃山上，神摩西要颁布十诫的时候，大人会说：“哎呀，这个孩子，这个太吓人了，你们去旁边去，不要听。”
Even Ezra, a revival meeting, everybody is confessing their sin, crying. Everybody, young and old, infants, all there.
所以即使在以斯拉这个复兴的时候，每个人都认罪、哭泣、悔改。这其中有男女和孩童。
And I always said today, the five bread and two fish, the miracle would never happen.
我觉得说，我有时候会讲啊，说五饼二鱼的这个神迹在今天是不会发生的。
Why?
为什么？因为孩子都不跟我们在一起。
So we all get hungry.
所以我们就大人这样说。今天你不会饿。
Because the kids are here.
因为我们的孩子们都在。
Hallelujah, the miracle going to happen.
神在这个发生出现的时候就是一个神迹。
You see, in throughout the Bible, I never see that need to be separate.
所以你看圣经里边没有一处是大人跟孩子是分开的。
Don't take me wrong, I'm not saying going to cancel all other children program. No.
我的意思啊，不要 想错了，就是我们把这个什么青少年儿童全都停了，
okay.
不是这个意思。
But we need to something to think about, like today we especially that we all worship.
尤其是今天我们大家在一起敬拜。
Because Jesus always wants children to come.
因为耶稣总是要小孩子到他面前来。
And even the study, for somehow this book study show that when we, in a good heart, good intention to separate, actually that savor their faith.
其实就是说有一本书它就有一个研究，就是说当我们出于好意把教会把其他成员跟孩子隔离开来的时候呢，导致孩子们搁置他们的信仰，把他们的信仰放在一边。
Because the faith need to be together to learn this.
因为这个信心需要，这个信仰需要在一起，一起来学习。
So they also has, he, this book also talk about we need to bebe five to one, not one to five.
然后那本书也讲到说要五比一，而不是一比五。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
It's not like one Sunday school class has one teacher, five kids.
这是不是说主日学里面有一个老师，五个学生？
This is pretty nice already, right?
是不是这样的比例已经
很好了？ But no, the book said for a child, his or she need to the faith stick with this person, need to five different adults have a relationship with this child.
就是说这个孩子如果他的信仰能够持守，能够成长的话，他需要有五个不同的，就是从五个不同的地方的大人跟他有连结。
Think about it.
想一下，大家仔细想
想。Now we always in peer, right?
现在我们都是好像同辈在一起。
So if this kid grew up in the church, she went to college and then come back, anybody know this person?
然后比如这个小孩他在教会里边，他只是跟他同辈在一起，他去了大学他回来，那他到再回到教会里边，有人认识这个孩子吗？
Probably no one know this person, right?
没有人，可能都没有人认识这个孩子。
Then why this person will stay?
那他为什么还要待在教会呢？
So I started look back, oh fine, let me, so I look at the people.
我就看到这个
when I grew up,
当我长大的时候，
Wow, I can find more than five people that older than me has connection with me.
我能最少找到不止五个啊，他们比我年长，但是他们跟我有联系。
The one on the wheelchair is our Sunday school principal.
所以在我们这个，在这个坐轮椅的是我们主日学的校长。
The two middle are my Sunday school teachers.
你看，这个是我的左边的是主日学的老师。
The corner one is the choir conductor.
然后下左下角呢是我们的四班的指挥。
And the lower one is one of our elders.
那有还有一个是我们的长老。
And that's after I came to America, went back to the church to visit them.
所以当我从美国我回去，我还要去探访他们，看他们。
They all know my name.
他们都知道我叫什么名字，他们都知道我。
Not just my peer.
不单单是说我的同辈的人知道我，他们也都认识我。
So do you know the people from different generations?
所以你知道从不同这个世代，就是你的不同的同辈一辈的人吗？
When I was passing, very often a single mom bring the boys to our English congregation.
所以当我做这个就是牧会的，就是做牧师的时候，很多时候是一个单亲妈妈带着儿子来教会。
So I couldn't handle so many boys.
那我一个人看不了这么多的男孩。
So I always ask if that's one single boy, I'll say to older, I say, oh, how about, hey, John, can you watch this boy? Every Sunday, if you come, give him a hug and ask him, hey, Johnny, how are you doing?
所以呢，我就会。
Yeah.
所以我就会一个，就弟兄说，哎，你能不能多看看这个John？然后他来的时候，跟他一个拥抱，就问候他。
So when this child comes, everything he knows that some adult are caring for her.
所以当这个孩子来到教会的时候，他知道有一个大人真的是在意他，也会关心他。
So now we're going to practice.
所以我们就来这样子练习实习。
Turn around.
你就转一下。
Okay, parents know your friend's kid's name.
所以。父母当然知道你，你知道你孩子的朋友的名字吗
？And children turn around, know your other adult's name.
你去问问别的那个大人，那个叔叔阿姨的名字，孩子们去问一下。
Okay, one minute, turn around, ask around the name. Okay, go ahead now.
大家来试一试，就是你们大人来知道小孩子的名字，小孩子知道大人的名字。
Oh, you can move the chair.
或者你可以来动一动。
Different generation, just ask people.
所以你在不同的年代，你来知道你们的名字。I know most of them because I count the name. I'm the sister, but I don't know the boys. That 那个宇慧的名字。I will cheat. 所以你们。
Okay, you got the idea.
大家知道这个意思了吗？
So next Sunday or later, when you come to church, don't just look at your peer.
所以呢，下个星期你来到教会，不管是大人还是小孩，不要光看你的同辈人。
Especially look to greet different generation people.
所以像那个不同，就是跟你不同辈的人打招呼。
And I'll especially have special word for the younger generation.
尤其是有个信息是给这个年轻人的小孩的小朋友的。
Get to know your friends.Parents,
认识你朋友的父母
and treat them nicer,
对他们好一些
because one of them may become your future in-laws.
有可能会变成你未来的父母那个
亲家
岳父母或者是怎么样
So let's reconnect with our story.
所以让我们的故事重新连接
And in our ministry, we organize a tour to Israel, to Turkey, with all.Three generation together.
所以呢，我们这个崔浩子有去这个，他们有旅行。那他们去过以色列，去过土耳其，他们就是几代，有包括有这个崔
camp,
崔
Everything is all together.
我们也有自己的家庭，这样退休会都是所有的四代在一起。
And we specially encourage and welcome grandparents.
我们尤其是欢迎祖父母来。
And really that I see the connection and it's really that is really a very beautiful thing.
然后我就看到这个不同世代之间这个连接真的是很美。
Because once after the trip, one mother said, "Oh, that's the really highlight for this trip is we all together."
然后有个就是在一次旅行之后，我们一起去过之后，有个妈妈就说，这个高光时刻就是我们都在一起。
And her 11 years old boy said, "Yes, we are all together in the whole entire trip."
然后那个他的十一岁的儿子就说，我们整个活动大人孩子都在一起。
Oh, we worship together, we learn the Bible together, and in the end he said, we walk through the Bible together.
他说我们一起敬拜，然后一起分享见证，最后他说我们一起走过圣经。
Wow, that word really touched my heart.
真的是让我很感动。
Really, the faith is really cannot just by word, it's by experience. We walk through the Bible.
是我们一起，就是说这个经历圣经，我们一起走过。
Lastly, we need to be connect our heart.
最后，我们是重新连接我们的心。
We all know this verse very well.
大家可能都非常知道这熟悉这一节经文。
But how does it lay in pride?
但是在实际中呢
？You know, the God used mother to do two functions to the children.
所以呢，神造母亲呢，他来有两个主要的功能。
What are those two?Only mom can do.
这只有妈妈可以做，这是妈妈能做的。这两个是什么？只有妈妈可以做的。
Obviously,
第一个呢是生孩子肯定是妈妈的，
right,
只有妈妈可以做。
And nurture her children.
第二个养育她的孩子。
Okay, then how about father?
那爸爸呢？他们的功能是什么呢？他们的主要的作用。
Father has function.
爸爸难道也有作用也有功能
？What are the functions of father to their kids?
那爸爸的主要功能是什么？
Discipline.
管教。
What else?
还有。
啊。Guide. Okay.
引导。
All right. But I found it from this book. I was very shocked. I never thought about it.
我从那本书读到有两点，我真的是很吃惊，我没想到。第一个。
First, confirm gender identity.
第一个是确认性别认同。
Wow.
哇，这个。
No wonder we see the problem today.
所以今天我们看到这个很多这样的变性的这样的问题。
And second, release in destiny.
他就释放命定，神给我们的这个命定。
Honestly, I never thought about I have these two major functions.
我从来没有想过我还有这两个主要的作用。
And for Jewish father, very important function is to bless their.
对犹太人的这个父亲，他们一个很重要的，他们的一个就是一个作用，就是功能
祝福，
就是要祝福。他们所要做的就是祝福。
This word is called barak.
他们这个英文叫这个希伯来文叫 barak.
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 Okay, from Old Testament time to today, the barak has been an important gift offered to Jewish children.In fact, it has been a duty of parents to their children.
所以，从旧约时代到今天，祝福就是 barak 一直是提供给犹太儿童的重要礼物。事实上，这一直是父母对孩子的责任。
Barak is not just prayer or pray for them.
这个 barak 不是说单单就为他们祷告，为他们祷告。
Including a physical touch.
它包括一个这个身体上的接触。
Also release the destiny.
然后他也就说释放命定。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
You need to find out the gift and talent God given to your child.
你要发现就是说找神给这个孩子的恩赐，这个天赋。
And then you background them to release that so God's purpose can be fulfilled in your kids.
所以你就是释放这个命令，让神的心意在孩子身上能够成就。
And that's why we see Jacob barak his children.
所以我们看到雅各就是祝福他的儿子们。
And you see here, barak each with the blessing suitable to him.
他这里想，他按照个人的福分为他们祝福。
And Jesus also said, "Children, come to me. I'm going to barak them."
所以耶稣也说，让小孩到我这里来，他就按给他们按手，为他们祝福。
Yesterday, we're learning about in every Shabbat, Jewish father barak their kids.
所以我们知道，在每一个安息日，然后呢，父亲会为这个孩子祝福。
Earlier, I said my father, was an elementary school teacher.
我刚才已经提到，我爸爸是小学老师。
He also in charge entire school's discipline.
然后他也是管家里的管教。
全校。
哦，全校的，他是校务处长，就是那个校。
我们说训导主任。
哦，训导主任。
So if he say attention,
所以他就说注意。
The thousand of kids in the school, nobody dare to move.
然后呢，全校的上千的孩子都会听话。
So you see how that's the.Environment I live in.
所以你就知道我在什么样的环境下长大。
And then back then, for a teacher's salary is really cannot afford to have four kids.
所以当那个时候，老师的薪水是很低的，其实养不起四个孩子。
So after the regular school hour, he spent a lot of time tutor the kids.
所以他在那个就是工作之后，他要花很多时间去就是补习班去补习。
So really, he doesn't have much time for us.
所以他跟我们留下的时间其实不多。
So growing up, I can remember only two sentences he would talk to me.
然后我记得我长大，我爸爸只跟我说两句话，我能记住。
The first one,
第一个是
to buy cigarette,
去帮我去买烟。
Because my father was a Christian, okay?
我爸爸是基督徒。
But he's a lot of pressure, so he needs cigarette.
所以他觉得自己压力很大，他需要这个抽烟，他需要烟。
So he only said.To go to buy a cigarette, I know to buy what type of cigarette.
然后他就说去给我买烟，我知道要买什么一牌子的烟。
If you're from Taiwan, you know what's the most common brand name of cigarette.
你知道在台湾这个最流行的这个烟的名字叫什么？这个牌子叫什么
？Long Life.
叫长寿，长寿牌香烟。
So when he said go to buy a cigarette.Yes, I'll go to buy long life cigarette.
所以他又说去给我买烟去，我就去买那个长寿牌香烟。
So second words.
第二个，我爸跟我说的话，最后的。
To buy medicine.
去买给我买药。
Because he often has quarrel with my mom, and whenever he quarrel with my mom, he has headache.
因为他经常跟我妈妈吵架，一吵架他就头疼。
So.I know exactly what type of medicine he needs, so I'll go to the store to buy the.
我也知道爸爸要什么药，所以我就要去药店给爸爸买这个药。
So that's growing up to buy cigarette to buy medicine.
所以爸就给我两个命令：去给我买烟，去给我买药。
So in college, I move out of home. I'll call back to home.
然后呢，在那个大学的时候，当然我就没有住在家里了，我就有时候给家里打电话。
So whenever he pick up the phone, he'll say, "Oh, your mom is here."
然后他每次一接电话就说：“哦，你妈在这儿。”
You know, most the Oriental parent, a father, they don't know how to speak to their kids.
你都知道，基本上的东方人的这个父母都不知道怎么跟孩子这样交流交谈。
Then I came to America.
然后我到美国了。
I start to learn about all this teaching to turn the heart back to my dad.
然后就学到很多这样教导，就是要让我的心转向父亲。
So I just think, how can I turn my heart back to my dad?
我说我如何把我的心转向父亲呢？
So 2004, that's why I organized this family reunion.
所以2004年我有一个全家的这样的一个聚会。
But four of our brothers and sisters together, we have a secret plan.
其实我们四个兄弟姐妹聚在一起，我们有自己的一个秘密，有一个计划。
So we plan on that family reunion the Saturday evening, we're going to have a family worship.
在我们计划呢，在那天的家庭聚会的星期六的晚上呢，傍晚我们有一个敬拜。
But in the family worship, we want to accuse our dad to get it back.
然后我们就决定在那个聚会上，我们要跟爸爸指证，就是他过去他 他是怎么责我们的?
That's a lot of bitterness in when they are young. We want to get it back.
因为我爸爸小的时候对我们觉得被亏待了，那我们对我们不好，我们要现在要回打回去的时候。
Wow, can you believe that Christian want to use family worship to accuse their father?
你能想象这个基督徒是要用家庭敬拜的时间是要来指责他们的父亲吗？
Better than our church worship in the hotel.
但是我们的当时那个教会，那时候我们的是在一个旅馆里边，酒店里边敬拜。
So the Sunday before the Saturday.
就在那个之前，那个星期天。
Every Sunday we need to move all equipment back to the warehouse, the storage room.
因为我们用别的地方酒店，所以每个星期天我们聚会完了，我们要把这他们的设备再放回到他们的那个储藏室。
This Sunday I will try to move back this portable bookshelf.
在那个星期天，我要把这个能挪动的书架挪回去。
There's one book is not in the place.
然后呢，当时有一本书没有在这个。
So I pick up the book. I want to put it back.
我就把那本书拿起来，我就要把它放回书架。
I look at the title.
我看那本书名。
I was shocked.
我就很震惊。
Honor your parents brings blessing.
然后就是说要尊荣你的父母。
带来祝福。
尊荣你的父母带来祝福。
So I bought the book back home to read.
所以我就把那本书带回家去读。
As I read the book, the Holy Spirit just cut through my heart. I repent to God, say, how can I do this to my dad?
然后呢，在我读的时候，圣灵真的就是刺透我的心，我就说，我怎么能这样对待我的爸爸呢？
So I right away told my siblings, say, we cannot do this way.
然后我就跟我的哥哥姐姐说，我们不能这样做。
But then what should we do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
So I thought about Jacob Barak his children.
所以我就想到雅各祝福他的孩子们。
So I talked to my father. That time they already came early, already stayed with me. I said, Father, this coming Saturday we're going to have this family worship.
所以我爸爸那时候他们已经到了嘛，我就说爸爸，那个这个星期六的晚上我们要一起全家一起敬拜。
Can you Barak us? Can you pray for? And I also hope you can write it down.
我说你能够祝福我们吗？你要不要能够写下来？
And my father said, okay.
我爸说好啊。
You know, before that, the father always like that. He seldom speak any about spiritual thing to us.
他很少就是跟讲经文给你们。讲属灵的事情。
Oh, you want to pray? Oh, mom pray.
然后我们要说祷告，说妈妈来祷告。
But this time, he said, okay.
这次他说好的。
And few days later,
过了几天,
I find in my study room, the Bible and the books about prayer disappear.
然后我就发现，哎，我的书房里关于这个圣经还有祷告的书怎么都不见了。
And my mom told me, wow.
我妈妈说，
you didn't know this few days your father studied very hard until midnight.
然后妈说，你知道吗？这两天爸爸都很用功在那儿学习。
So that Saturday really came.
所以那天星期六的晚上，
my father took out the paper and Barak each one of us.
所以爸爸就拿开他写的这个纸，他就开始祝福我们每个人。
It was a spiritual turning point for my family.
所以这是我们整个家庭的属灵的转折点。
Yes, we are a Christian family.
我们是一个基督徒的家庭。
But every family still have a very difficult book to read.
但是每个家庭都有一个很困难的书。 家家有本难念的经，对，that's good.
Thank you.
家家有本难念的经。Yeah.
So after that, they went home.
在那个之后，他们就回家了。You
know, probably many parents, maybe like us, you call back at a certain hour, right? Call back to your parents.
对，我们很多人给家里打电话都是固定时间的，给你在。
So my father always know when I'm going to call.
所以我爸爸。 知道我什么时候会给家里打电话。
So when he pick up the phone, he doesn't need to say, oh, who are you?
然后他打开电话，他就不会说你是谁。
So after that, he pick up the phone and he answer in English.
他就当我爸爸再接我电话，他用英文来讲。
And he said, my good son.
他会说我的好儿子，他用英文说。
Oh, my good daughter.
他说我的好女儿。
Do you know how many children are crying for their father to say, you are my good son, you are my good daughter?
你知道多少孩子在等待着父母说，你是我的好女儿，我的好儿子。
And that's why, you see, Heavenly Father also said many times to Jesus, you are my beloved son, I am well pleased with you.
所以，但是那个天父对很多次对耶稣说，你是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
Our children are longing for this encouragement from their father.
所以我们的孩子真的是在心里边多么的期待，多么的渴慕这样从父亲所来的这种祝福。
When the child know his father, his father to have this affirmation, the power is you cannot imagine.
你是无法想象，当这个孩子知道父母对他的这种肯定，那种力量是你难以想象的。
My parents all gone with the Lord.
我现在我的父母都回天家了。
But I'm so thankful. When they are on the earth, we have this time with them.
当我真的是心里非常的感恩，当他们还在地上的时候，我们有这样子的连结。
So for I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has promised him.
我拣选他，我要叫他命令他的子孙和后代家属遵行耶和华的道，秉公行义，使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都实现了。
So let's together.
所以我们一起。
So the promise God made to Abraham can be fulfilled.
所以神为亚伯拉罕所应许的福都能够实现。
Later on, we're going to sing a song.
接着我们下边会唱一首歌。
After the singing,
在这个我们歌唱之后，我们这个敬拜之后。
We going to really have father to bless your children.
我们让我们的父亲来祝福我们的孩子。
So surround and put a hand on them.
所以你就围着他们，把你的手放在他们身上。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
But nobody let alone.
但是不是说单独的。
If your children are not here or your parents are not here.
如果你的父母不在这儿，或者你的孩子不在这儿。
Find those younger ones.
找到一个年轻的孩子。
Okay, the older one go to. Pray for them.
这个年长的为他们祷告。
Okay, we see many grandparents. Your blessing will be very, very important for the younger generation.
所以，那你的很多的祖父母，你为这个年轻人的这下一代祷告是很重要的。
So you can walk around to find someone, even you don't know, and just
即使你不知道
pray for them.
为即使你不知道为他们祷告。
So let's sing the song.
让我们一起唱这首。
愿那父亲我的灵魂重新再来一次复兴我，执着的忠诚尽可还存留，我愿悔改重新再得着，愿主耶稣真光照我，穿透引导我离开昏暗，赐我产业，我各有持守，我各安然向主交代奉，在稳妥的事业里，在幸福的生活中，我们陶醉，我们迷失，可把主话放心里，愿主耶稣真光照我，转头引导我离开昏暗，主赐我产业，我各有持守，我各安然向主交代奉，在这弯曲时代里，愿我全家都奋起，代代成绩彰显主名，生活点燃永不息，愿那复兴我的灵火重新再来一次复兴我，起初的忠诚尽可还存留，我愿悔改重新再得着。
Music continue. Now that's the time. Surrounded your family or surrounded with different people. Just pray for them. All right? Pray for them. Okay. Walk around. Okay, around. Nobody just stand alone earlier. Okay? Come on. Let's do it. Out of your comfort zone. 好，开始祷告。啊，不认识的找啊。
所以大家就是跟你的这个每个人没有站在那儿。
You can continue to pray, or we are.
你可以继续祷告。
We're gonna have a closing prayer.、Right.
或者我们一个一起，大家一起祷告。
我们请周牧师，周牧师在吗？
周牧师 ，So you done?
Yeah, 周牧师。
So I'm going back to
translate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray and thank you for you giving us families. Lord, may you reconnect the generations. Don't let the Satan to separate us. We will bind us together with the word, with the story, with our community, especially with our heart. May your spirit walk in this congregation. May this congregation will show this, demonstrate how we can work together and to demonstrate to the world, yes, we are one family together. May you be with us this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们也做一个祷告，弟兄姐妹们，我们来低头。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，愿你的圣灵今天就来激励我们每一个人。主啊，知道你在家庭，你在儿女身上，你赐给我们何等样的祝福，何等样的权柄，让我们要把家庭带到你的面前来。所以主啊，愿你的圣灵责备我们也好，让我们在那边悔改也好，知道我们要使用你赐给我们的权柄，特别是我们的父亲们，我们要来到你的面前，主啊，我们要来悔改，我们要抓住你的话语，重新与你连接，然后使用你的权柄来祝福我们的家庭，来带领我们的家庭，在这个世界我们可以站立得住。所以主啊，我们就一起来到你的面前祷告，愿你借着正牧师的话语就坚固我们每一个人的内心。主啊，让我们知道我们在这个世界上，我们不再是无可依靠的，我们不再是打败仗的。主啊，因为你已赐下能力，你也赐下话语，你让我们做爸爸的，做丈夫的，站立起来，来带领家庭。主啊，愿你的圣灵来亲自搅动我们这里的每一个男人，知道你赐给我们家庭的责任，让我们不能在这样的一个闲散，不能在这个世界中漫无目的而不警醒。所以主啊，愿你的圣灵就借着今天正牧师的信息深深地向我们讲话，愿我们今天也再次来到你的面前来向你立志。就像啊，正牧师在周五所讲的，没有任何时候是晚的。只要我们回到你的面前来，无论我们今天是爷爷辈，或者我们的孩子已经离家，或者我们的孩子还在，我们都不晚。主啊，我们都可以影响我们的下一代。主啊，就愿意我们用上我们的心思，用上我们的意念，我们尽心尽力把我们的家庭完全带到你的面前来。主啊，我们祈求你圣灵特别的帮助，帮助我们这里的每一个弟兄，也帮助我们这里的每一个姊妹，帮助我们的每一个爸爸，每一个妈妈。主啊，愿你在这间教会动工，愿我们这间教会建造的是合你心意的家庭，也愿我们每一个的家庭在夺回这个世界已经夺回去的，已经抢占的，已经掳去的，让我们再次拿起你的权柄，在教育上，在属灵的乘船上，在家里，你要赐给我们原有的样子，男人和女人上。主啊，让我们再一次在你面前被坚固，因为你赐下话语，你赐下圣灵的大能。主啊，让我们就放胆来到你的面前，借着悔改，借着你的话语来扎我们的心。主啊，让我们的家庭就再也不一样。主啊，我们也再一次祷告，当正牧师离开的时候，给我们的挑战是漫长的，因为它涉及到我们每天的生活，我们每周的灵修，每周如何给我们的儿女下命令，如何跟他们的交流。所以主啊，我们就祈求你给我们的每一个父母这样的一个心思意念，我们来寻求，我们来寻找，我们来使用你的智慧，就把我们的家庭完完全全地带到你的面前来，因为我们要紧紧抓住你的应许，这是你的祝福。所以主啊，你要给我们一个忧伤悔改的心，也要给我们一个欢喜快乐的心，就是我们的家庭在你里边都有盼望。主啊，在这个末世，主啊，我们就是要守住我们的家庭，把我们家庭 完完全全的带到你宝座面前。当我们再一次在你面前见面的时候，无论是我们的爷爷辈、奶奶辈、姥姥姥爷辈，还是我们的儿孙辈，都在你的里边，我们就一起可以欢呼。主啊，要我们经过在你里边的劳苦，要经历在你里边的丰收，在家庭上，在教会上，在这个世界上。所以主啊，你就纪念我们每一个弟兄姐妹来到你面前这样的呼求。主啊，你的圣灵要激励我们，我和每一个父母定然要呼求，呼求你的能力，然后行动。所以主啊，你就给我赐下，亲自赐下这样的圣灵来引领我们，也要我们坚定地仰望你。主啊，我们就这样的祷告，献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。